Good morning. Keith Urban is number one today. He worked really hard, appearing everywhere and all over the place to make that album number one. But Fuse is sitting on top of the world, pop and country. And Luke Bryan's a strong number two. Dierks Bentley going to be live on your TV tonight on America's Got Talent, NBC. They're doing the season finale, and he's all a part of that. That'll be 8 o'clock Central Time on NBC. Then he gets on a plane and heads to Atlanta, where he's playing with Miranda Lambert tomorrow, and then he'll be Tampa and West Palm over the weekend. So Dierks getting his frequent flyer miles in.
Absolutely.
Trace Adkins. You might remember he hosted one of those award shows in the late fall last year with Christian Chenoweth.
Mm-hmm.
Short girl, tall guy. Well, she's not doing it this year. Didn't say why. But his replacement for her is NASCAR driver Danica Patrick.
Okay, that could be interesting.
That could be interesting. Live from the Mandalay Hotel on Tuesday, December the 10th. Brad Paisley has been in Haiti for a couple of days recently. Clean water stations is one of the things that he does for his own charity. He's been doing some filming down there for a new music video that's going to be more than just a music video called I Can't Change the World. The band Perry, they're in Hollywood, Beverly Hills to be precise. They're playing a big wing-ding party for Susan Sarandon on Thursday night. They will be on The Talk CBS Daytime on Friday. Blake and Miranda, work, work, work. Blake is off to West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky. Miranda is off to Georgia and Florida. They're going to keep all that money, aren't they? She's opening up a new pink store, you know, one of those things that she has where she sells just trinkets and clothes and all that, the pink pistol. She has one up near the Tishomingo house. Now she's building one near her home in Lindale, Texas. Got to find a picture. I've seen it briefly, but I didn't think of saving it. Kenny Chesney's got a beard. He looks like a lumberjack. And it's just different to see him like that. Not used to seeing him like that at all. And some sweet thing last night, the most beloved member of the country music family, Little Jimmy Dickens, showed up at the Opry last night. First time in a long time we've seen him. He's been undergoing cancer treatments, but he looked great. He was in his Little Jimmy costume, and everything looked well. So let's hope that Little Jimmy will be able to sing again and be back on that stage that he loves so much.